Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, there's this 11-year-old kid. His name is Romeo. First of all, got to love the name. Okay. Digging that. And also, I dig this kid because he just finished walking 1,700 miles so he could visit his grandma.
Aw.
He lives with his parents in Italy, but his grandmother is in England, and he hasn't seen her in over a year. And there weren't any flights, so he tried to convince his parents to let him walk there by himself because he really wanted to see grandma.
Okay, so he's like, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm going to go on a little bit of a walk. And like, okay, when are we going to see you again? I don't know, maybe 3-4 months?
Yeah. So letting an 11-year-old walk away, you know, walk across Europe by himself, okay, that might not be a cool thing. But still, a great idea. So his dad's like, you know what, I'm going to do this with you. Which, how cool is that, man? I mean, what a great journey to go on with your kid. You know, great father-kid moment. You're just basically going, let's go on this journey together. And they did. They left in June. And they spent 93 days hiking through Italy, Switzerland, and France. I mean, you know how many people, once they graduate high school, or they get out of college, they all want to do a trip like this?
Right. I'm looking at some of the video. I mean, what an epic experience. Because, like, I mean, some of the scenery is just fantastic. It looks like they even rode some bikes, walked some horses. I mean, what an adventure.
Yeah, this is, well, Europe is known for this, which is why everybody loves to backpack Europe, because, like you said, Steve, so many beautiful sights.
This is news to me.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, I've never had an interest in going anywhere.
Oh, dude, Joey Deez actually did that. He and his high school buddies, a couple of his high school buddies, said, and Vicky, you've had the same reason. You wanted to go to Europe because it's just gorgeous out there.
Yeah, and I wanted to eat all the delicious food.
Oh, no, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
This is just amazing father-son bonding experience, a memory that would last them for a lifetime. And they probably got to know each other way better than they've ever known each other.
Yeah, I agree, dude. Here they are talking about it.
I had to convince them by eating all my vegetables, doing good and lots of homework.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't come back no more.
I'm proud of him. As adults, we can often learn quite a lot from just the simplicity and directness of children.
It'll be the biggest hug almost I've ever gave in someone.
Good to see you again.
Whoa.
Romeo, I'm really proud of you. That's fantastic what you've done. It really is.
Yes.
Well done.
You.
I'm going to give you a special squeeze.
That's adorable.
Grandma. That just is an amazing thing.
I don't know
thing.
If you could top that. Like a father, son, or parent, child bonding experience on that level. 3 months just walking together, experiencing all the experiences that they had, from meeting different people to seeing all those great sights, and then having the end result of making your grandmother so happy.
Yeah, And, you know, you're walking through places where they, you know, that some people may not speak your language. We could do a 1,700-mile trek across the U.S., but everybody pretty much will speak our language. But, like, you know, he's going from a place, and obviously they're not Italian as far as, like, from, you know, having been born there, because they speak English with an English accent. So they must be coming from wherever grandma now lives. And yet they live in Italy now. And, I mean, that would even be tough for me to do, because not everybody in Italy really, you know, they may not be speaking English very well, and I'd have to learn stuff.
I feel like in the European countries, they have a better effort on learning different languages. They know at least two languages, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to learn in school.
Yeah.
Plus, you got your phone with the apps.
Oh, yeah, you got the translator app now.
If you don't want to talk to anybody, talk to your kid, or your kid talks to you. Problem solved.
So you like not having to talk to people, so that's actually good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun to talk to strangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wait, it's just the people I know I don't want to talk to.
Oh, that's... I see. So talking to people you don't know is the thing. All right.
I enjoy talking to people, and especially in a situation like that, that'd be pretty fun to learn about everybody's culture and do it in such a unique way. And people would be like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're walking to grandma's. She's 1,700 miles away from where we live.
Everybody's going to love that story. Who doesn't love you when they run into you when you tell them that story?
And you got a cute kid with you. So right there, you know, it's an easy icebreaker.
Yeah, so what do you think? You and Tater Tot making it happen? You're going to walk to New York to see Grandma?
No.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wow, just like that, her dreams are crushed.
That's 3,000 miles.
Well, still.
Yeah, you got to one-up them.
Yeah.
Walk across the country.
Come on.
Okay, fine. You know what? We're going to do it now.
Yeah. All right.
She doesn't know how to walk yet. But she just figured out how to climb all the stairs in our house. So I think she's ready.
No.
I think she's ready to crawl 3,000 miles.
Oh, she's at the stair climbing mode. Good luck to you, my friend.
Oh, it's really cute, but also extremely terrifying.
Yeah. Do you have carpeted stairs at least?
Yes.
Okay, that's the hardwood stairs what I used to get afraid of. I was like, oh my gosh.
BJ, did you have hardwood stairs when Joey tried to dive down the staircase?
Yeah, those were not, they weren't carpeted.
How many baby gates have you bought?
We haven't gotten one yet.
Oh, man.
We're about to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, we're able to keep up with her right now, okay. But that's gonna be changing rather soon.
Well, we know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, the best advice I have is get the more expensive ones, because they will start climbing them, and they will wear down and just create big holes in your walls.
Yeah, we got to figure that all out. That's why we haven't gotten them just yet, because we got to go to a store that doesn't just sell like a cheapo one, you know?
Yeah.
Like one that's just going to like tip over. I don't want to have like the horror story to share about a baby gate, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like I'm like gonna cement that thing into the wall.
Oh really? Oh
yeah,
nice.
Why not?
Yeah.
Adds value to the home, right?
Yeah sure. Yeah. Oh, great, it sure does.
That's
yeah.
Basically our life right now is just following around to make sure she doesn't bang her head on something.
Good life, isn't it?
That's parenthood right
now. That's a good life for you right there.
It is. Like, I mean, I'm just constantly walking around like, all right, is this gonna be the moment she gets another little bonk on her face? You know?
So how close are you to just wrapping her head up in bubble wrap?
I wanna get her a helmet.
Why don't you?
Oh, you know.
Or either one of those dog collars where she, you know, she can't see where she's
like
going.
Like a cone thingy?
Yeah, like a cone. Yeah.
Still going to land on her head.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, well, I tried.
Those things bend.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's able to now pull herself up and stand, which is pretty cool.
Oh, she's doing that move.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, once she starts walking and running, it gets even, like, she's even faster.
Oh, dude, I know. Right now, I mean, she's got a good crawl going, but once she's able to get, you know, to be able to stand and walk.
Oh, forget about it.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going to get a moment of rest.
No, you're not. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing just, you know, how you are every morning.
So how tired are you today,
Steve?
Because I remember,
I'll feel refreshed, though, because I'll be able to sit and not have to have my head on a swivel. Like, the 4 hours here will be the 4 hours where I don't have to worry about her running around.
Oh, that is
my wife's problem.
That is the silver lining. Yeah, I was very tired. I just remember having to get in. And, you know, getting up early when you didn't have a lot of sleep in the first place because the kid was doing what the kid was doing, Joey and Sarah, I remember I was very irritable.
Well, see, for me, it was like, I mean, I was so busy with all this other stuff in my life that I was getting less sleep. Like, I'm getting more sleep now with a kid than I was without a kid.
Wow, you really had an active lifestyle.
I know it would annoy some parents out there, you know, because, like, everyone's just like, you lose all this sleep. And everyone's like, how's your sleep going? I'm like, it's great. Like, I'm getting a better night's sleep ever.
Yeah, that's that
for
is
now.
Unusual. Yeah. I haven't heard too many of those stories. But then again, you had a crazy life.
Well, I just had busy stuff. I was doing stuff many nights of the week, like 3 nights of the week. I was out doing stuff, so I was not always getting 6 hours of sleep. To me, 6 is like my sweet spot. Now I'm actually getting that. Minus a couple times when you wake up in the middle of the night, but I go right back to bed.
Oh, see, look at you. She's improved your life.
I said to wake up, like, babe, baby's crying. Then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, parenting.
You're a great helper
on there.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Got to tell you about this latest thing that's happening because of technology. Some experts have warned people that you could get an odd side effect that would come from high levels of smartphone use.
Oh, boy. reality.
It's called Smartphone Pinky, and it has many people complaining that their pinky finger has developed a bend due to the way they hold their phone. So they're getting deformed hands.
Everybody's looking at their hands right now.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, there's a little there's a little bend right there.
Rev's deformed.
Deformed.
Dude, mine's really bad. Look at that bend on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever broken your pinky?
Yeah, I broke my pinky.
Okay.
that was from a hockey slap shot, hit my pinky and broke it.
That was the same with me, because I broke my pinky really bad in a mosh pit one time, and I was like, I don't know if that's my phone or a mosh pit.
That's probably the mosh pit.
Yeah, this is not the phone. This is from
Yeah, that thing has a lean on it.
Poor glove placement, let's just say, when I tried to stop a puck.
Fair enough. And just, you know, as I look at this picture, it looks similar. It's like there's an indentation on my pinky.
See, the hand I hold my phone is that same hand that's already crooked. So I don't know if I, which is great. It's actually a good holder for your phone.
Oh, maybe. So you've already got the pinky and perfect job.
You should break your pinky.
Break it.
Do you have it? Oh,
no,
you got one of those things you put your fingers
pop socket.
Through.
Yeah, I don't have it because of the pop socket.
Oh, nice.
So I don't go all the way around.
I have the pop socket and I still don't use it for that.
Why do you have it?
I use it so I can actually prop the phone up to watch the show.
Okay.
No, that's fine, yeah.
That's about it, though.
So it comes in handy.
I use it to hold it, too, by the way, just to hold it. Like, you know, to not hold it with holding it when I'm in a car. I'll do it that way. But when I'm using it like normal, I don't use it like normal. I pop the socket in and then hold it.
Are you driving
while
using your hand?
Well, no, this is when I'm in a passenger.
Oh, okay.
I don't want it to look like I'm looking at my phone, so I pop socket it because I never look at my phone pop socket style. But that way my wife doesn't yell at me.
Huh.
Like, why do you have your phone in your hand? Like, oh, no, it's just in case you need something. Otherwise, see, I got the pop socket. I'm not in phone mode. I know. It's a dumb reel. I should have even told you. So TikTok and Twitter, they are currently full of people posting pictures and videos of their deformed fingers, which they're all saying it's because of the damn smartphones.
So it says I have a permanent lump in my indentation in my middle finger from using the number 2 pencil for so many years in school.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. That's a callus, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That never went away?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many of us are using pencils anymore and writing. How many of us are really writing anything anymore?
Dude, if I write for more than 2 sentences, my hand cramps.
Yeah. Wow.
I can't even do it.
I can't even write cursive anymore. It's like, see, signing my checks are the only thing that I write cursive, and I hardly ever sign checks anymore.
See, whenever I'm like writing like a nice note in the card like for my wife for birthdays or Christmas, the length of the note is all pending on how soon until my hand hurts. Like, it'll be like I'm writing something nice, and I just end, I love you so much. Okay, I'm done. My hand. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I used to try and fill the entire card with, like, a nice love note.
Too late for that.
Now it's like 2 sentences, and then I'm calling it quits.
That's all you got, honey.
How long until you just start typing it out and printing it and gluing it in?
Brilliant.
Now.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you get nice little font, make it all cursive.
Yeah, that says I love her more than using the Arial font.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, the Arial font. It's the font of love.
Cell phone pinky kind of reminds me of, and another thing about being old, do you guys remember Nintendo Thumb?
No.
Oh, yes.
Where people would say that they would get injured from playing too much Nintendo, and they would get calluses and their thumbs would hurt.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I still have a callus on this thumb right here.
Not too much gaming, buddy.
Too much gaming, yeah.
I know in hockey.
On both thumbs, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
In hockey, there's a thing called the Bauer bump because there's a lot of people who use Bauer skates. Like, it rubs the back of your foot in a way that it creates this knot in your foot. And it's nasty. Like, and I've only worn Bauer skates once, and I started feeling that.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's like some get it surgically removed, others just keep it there. It's like almost like that ankle bone thing, but now it's in a new spot on the back of your foot. Like,
let me see that.
Whoa.
That is gnarly.
The Bauer bump is the weirdest thing, and I had no idea that it even was a thing until I started wearing Bauer goalie skates, and it was uncomfortable. Like, my buddy's like, oh, you're going to get the Bauer bump. I'm like, what the hell is the Bauer bump? And he showed me. I'm like, switching to Vaughn skates.
Yeah, why would you get those? LaFleur never said that in his commercials. he always said, I skate on Bauer my entire life, but he never said anything about the damn Bauer bump.
The Bauer bump is gnarly.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just like a little rock that is now grown in the back of your, right by the Achilles.
Isn't it amazing what the body does, though, in order to protect you from whatever the hell is bothering you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, our feet are not meant to be soft on the bottom. We're supposed to be calloused up so we can run around outside.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's why it's really wild, you know, that that can be a thing. Because you'll watch, like, people who live in villages and who don't, you know, and I and you're like, how is it they're walking around without shoes? And it's like they don't feel anything anymore because the bottoms are so calloused.
My brother's a runner, and I've been trying to get him, like, hey, you know, let's go get pedicure so you can get a foot massage. He's like, no, because they're going to take all the calluses off the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
And if I try to run again, it's going to really hurt. So no,
if I don't play drums for a while and then I start playing again, my hands get torn up because I mean I don't have the calluses that are like, I still have a couple, but they're not as bad as they used to be.
Oh,
just from playing on the, with the sticks, it builds these calluses, which is so nice. But once they're gone, they rip and then it's like blisters and it's still worse.
You start all over again.
Do you have calloused fingers, Danny?
Not really. Mine,
because
I have
a guitar. It's a,
yeah.
Well, there's other things.
Inappropriate question. That,
yeah.
I've watched the sexual harassment video here.
Yeah, you've got to be careful.
Wow. This isn't a bad question.
Not really. My fingertips are definitely hardened, but they never really got calloused. You know what I mean? It's to the point where I can play guitar without them hurting anymore.
Right. But they're not calloused.
No, they're not calloused.
Because some people, like,
that.
They just rip up their fingertips from playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Especially acoustic, because those strings are harder.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. That's never happened to me. I don't know why.
Wow, that's wild.
Were they also, like, a calloused thumb? Like, I know you said gamer's thumb, Rev, with the Nintendo, but also the Atari. Because remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the problems of technology.
So it says, I had that crazy heel spur from Bauer skates. It looks like I have pterodactyl feet.
Ew! That's nuts.
It's so
I never
weird.
Heard of that before.
Well, why would you? Yeah, you're not playing hockey, so you don't experience it.
Yeah, that's just nuts, though. Like, that was a major brand skate. Still is.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like top two skates.
And they've never fixed it? Like, you figure that after a while, people would go, they know this Bauer bump thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a way to fix that.
That's not, well, Vaughn apparently doesn't have that problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had any issues with when I've worn Reebok, CCM, or Vaughn. It's just with Bauer. It's but I have no idea why in the boot.
And they're the OG.
Very popular still. People are willing to deal with the bump because they love their skate so much.
All right. Well, there
you go. So it says, as a wrestler, I have back calluses from bumping. That's why it hurts to come back after time off. Yeah. It's weird, dude. Like, running the ropes, the first couple times you do it, those ropes, like, everyone thinks that they're fun and soft. Like, they're hard cables or hard ropes.
Oh, and so you get scraped across it a lot.
If I haven't wrestled in a while and I run the ropes, all of a sudden, like, it looks like I went to a dominatrix's den and I was whipped.
Oh, I never thought about that.
It's like purple, nasty, and then also just regular, like, taking bumps on the wood planks of the board. You know, you have canvas over it and you have, like, a mat, but it's still, like, you build a callus on your body, and when you haven't done it in a while, and all of a sudden everything hurts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
But like you said, it's funny how your body will make, like, it'll protect you.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's kind of cool. We got a woman who was on a blind date, and she brought 23 relatives on that date, all to test the guy's generosity. What do you think he did? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Two people in their 20s in China recently got fixed up on a blind date, and the guy offered to pay for dinner. So she's like, well, that's cool, because, I mean, that's old school. That's kind of how a lot of dudes are raised.
Okay.
So the woman, she showed up to the restaurant, and she showed up with 23 of her family members. And the reason she did this is she wanted to test his generosity to see if he would pay for everyone as to what? As long-term, like, potential? Like, oh, let's see if he's generous. We'll see if he is.
Is that generosity or stupidity at that point?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Testing his patience.
Yeah, he was like, no. And so when the $3,000 bill came, again, this is their first date because she brought 23 relatives, the guy excused himself and then dined and dashed right out of there.
Awesome. Look, I'm not one to encourage that kind of behavior, but that's the proper way to handle something like that.
Yeah, they've been in touch since then. He says, look, I'll pay for what I was supposed to pay for, but come on. And there's not going to be a second date. This is obviously a cultural thing, because honestly, I don't know how I could get 23 relatives to show up for a blind date. I think they'd all go, what's wrong with you? What are you talking about?
That's the part, too. Like, I mean, shame on at least one or two of the 23 didn't say, hey, look, that's a little excessive. Like, we'll meet you guys there, maybe, if you want us to meet him and see what we think of him. But we're not going to try and like scam money or meals out of this guy.
That's why I think, Steve, this has to be a deep cultural thing that you and I just don't get. Because in my culture, there's no way this would ever happen. But she was able to pull it off with 23 of her relatives. So at some level, they must
all
have
thought this was a good idea.
Yeah. And so I don't know how, but it just goes to show you, man, this this world of ours, we are all very different.
So now if you're one of the family members, are you going to chip in? Or are you going to be like, this is your problem now? Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she's got to pay for it. I think she needs to learn a lesson. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Like, so basically what you're saying is you're not looking for someone to be in love with. You're looking for someone to basically take care of you and your whole family, apparently.
Or you're just basically saying, hey, I'm a gold digger, and I just want you to know that right off the get-go.
But I will say this. People do test people. I do find that to be irritating when people do test people in new relationships. You see that happen sometimes. You go, well, I want to see if that person is kind or generous, and so I'm going to do this to test them. I hate that.
I almost understand, like, having a couple friends show up on a date just, like, at some point during the date, just, like, to check in. You know what I mean? Like, this is a weird world we live in now, especially, and it seems like there's some really weird people out there that come off as not being all that weird until you're at a bar or a restaurant with this person.
Is it covert or overt that they show up? Do they sit at the bar and just sit like they're in another table? You don't even know that.
I feel like you got to just come clean with that and say, hey, look, I invited a couple friends just to pop in and say hi.
I would not dig that.
Would you rather them just be like, oh my gosh, what a weird coincidence in all the bars and restaurants in this entire city, you showed up to the same one as me?
I'd rather have them sit there and not even identify themselves. And then, you know, because I won't know them.
Oh, kind of like they're like the random person that shows up to a bar at Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
And they pretend that they're actual customers, but they're just in there to do some intel.
They just sit, they sit there, they have their own dinner, have their own conversation, peek over every once in a while, see how we're doing, try not to be that overt about it.
So what if you then hang out with them
like 2 weeks goes by and you're like, hey, we got invited to a party, and you show up to the party and those same two people are at
the
party.
Well, if they're good enough, they blend in like ninjas, and I wouldn't have even known who they were.
They wear mustaches.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because look, I'm paying attention to my date, aren't I? Mm-hmm. I'm not paying attention to everybody else in the restaurant.
Very true.
Yeah. Just make sure it's none of your hot friends. That maybe I might, you know, all of a sudden be looking at them more than you. You got to be careful about that. So just get your ugly friends to help, you know, to make sure I'm cool. I'm just saying, Vicky, look, you know, I'm not going to have any of my hot friends show up on a date where all of a sudden my date could get distracted by my hotter friends. No way.
So any of your friends.
Yeah, that's why it's never going to work. Right. I can't ever have anybody do reconnaissance for me. You're right. That's bad. Nobody can have my back.
I wonder if that's like I'd love to know like what her dating history is like. Like what else is this? I can't imagine that this is the first time that she's done something a little off the wall.
I'd like to see her mental health portfolio is what I'd like to see, because this is just not right in the head.
Well, yeah, you could do that. I think I'll have more fun just hearing about some of the weird dates she's been on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Wow. I would be upset. I would confront her, though. I wouldn't dine and dash. I would get up and say, this is BS and dash.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't be covert about it at all. I'd be going, you're a crazy person.
Yeah, there's nothing else you really could say. I mean, how does she argue that? No, I'm not crazy. This is completely normal to invite 23 people in my family to try and get a free meal.
Yeah, a $3,000 bill, and you think I'm going to cover this. I mean, unless I'm super flush.
What's the math on that? Like, is that a lot? You know, 23
people, 3,000. I don't know. Yeah. I can't do it that quickly. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Calculator divided by carried to three.
Can't help you on that one.
Plus right. Four.
It's about $111 bucks
a person
each.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
I mean, I don't know what business this guy is in, because she's, you know, I don't know if she. I think they were in their 20s, right? Is that what it said?
I think you're right.
They're in their 20s. So how much money can this dude have? Unless he's if he's a millionaire. And if he's a millionaire, then what are you testing him for? I mean, it's just like, if he's going out with you, you know, you've hit the jackpot.
I ate for 100. I mean, I would imagine drinks were involved as well, because the drinks is what could really add that up.
Yeah.
$111 bucks a person.
And appetizers.
Don't forget the appetizers.
Dessert. Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. Desserts.
They probably got some of them, like, you know. Little hush puppies.
If you go to a decent restaurant nowadays, a mid-range restaurant, you're spending $100 on a meal.
A person?
Yeah. If you're going to a decent restaurant, if you're going to...
I disagree.
No way.
Hard disagree.
You don't think you could have beverages and dessert and appetizer?
I think you can, but I don't think that's expected. Like, most restaurants I go to, I'm not expecting I'm going to drop $100 on myself. I'm thinking I'm going to drop about a little over $100 on two people.
Oh, really? I think first date, I'm probably going to a much better restaurant than I normally would. So I would expect to drop a hundy on each of us, because, you know, I want to make an impression.
On each of you?
Yeah, on a first date.
Yeah, first date, I guess you're trying to, like, you know, you want to get in the pants, so you want to spend the cash.
That's an expensive burrito bowl at Chipotle. Yeah.
Well,
lots of extra guac.
Two extra orders.
Now, if you're younger, yes. If you're in your 20s, you are basically going to go to a place that's much more affordable. But I'm thinking my age, I can't be taking first dates to some place that's like, you know, $20 a meal. I just don't think I can do that. I think I'm expected to do a little better than that.
Yeah, I understand that $20. I mean, even at like $30-$40 for a person, I feel like you're getting plenty.
That's a good value. I think if you're talking subsequent dates in a relationship,
I'm thinking high end's $100 over $100.
Oh, really? A person?
Yeah.
Oh, high end. No, you're my friend.
Is it bad that I would be impressed with the Olive Garden?
Like,
you
know, yeah, like high end, like Red Lobster.
Yeah. If you're gonna go to Daniel's and Canlis or Ascend and those kind of restaurants.
No. Ooh, first date, you're not going to Canlis, or I'm not.
Oh, listen. If I want to make an impression, I am going to do that.
No, look, I mean, we do our anniversary date. We go to Daniel's Broiler, and, like, my wife's meal is not nearly that expensive. The vegan options on there are very affordable. But I get myself one of them filet mignon steaks because I'm a fancy mother effer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like $60-$70.
That's right.
Well, you can just go to the Acropolis and get, you know, the steak bikes for $10.
That's a great place to take a first date, Vicky.
I pitch that as my anniversary dinner every year.
Never works.
She's like, do you want another anniversary dinner?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, then we will not be going to the Acropolis.
Do you tell her it's Vicky's idea, so at least you don't get in full trouble?
Yeah, yes. Right.
Okay, good. Yeah.
See, for me, on a first date, I'm going to take them to... I'm setting the bar low, because I'm not going to try to impress them, because I'm not going to be able to do that again.
Can't keep up with that.
Yeah, ever.
Just go somewhere that's fun.
Burgers.
Yeah,
see,
sure.
Wings.
Maybe that's
you
generational.
Get a little Woody's, and then afterwards, get a little Big Woody for a dessert.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No?
Wow. No, that's really what I was thinking. Yeah.
That is so generational because my generation was you need to make a great impression.
But why would you do that, though? Even if it's like was the thing, like at that point, I just would be like, I can't afford to go there that often. So why am I going to try to like dress up suit and tie and everything when I'm not going to do that?
You're not that person.
It was a way to show that she was special to you. And she guessed that you could, at least my generation, she got you couldn't take her there every time. But she expected the first time you at least would try to take her someplace nice if you could.
I think with like online dating and the whole Tinder and swiping, I feel like if you actually go out to eat with the person in public, that's a big step.
I think you're right about that, Vicky.
And I think you could still eat at a nice place that's not overpriced.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of like cool restaurants that have a great vibe to them. You know, I mean, I look at a place like there's Indochine in Tacoma, Rev, by you, I think. It's a Thai food place. And inside there, it's a nice vibe. But, like, I'm not walking out of there dropping even $100 on both of us. Like, it's maybe like a $60 meal for the two of us.
That's a great deal if you've got a place with great ambiance. And there are some people that are uncomfortable also having a meal that is that expensive. They'd rather go to a place that's, like you described, Steve, a nice atmosphere that's reasonable.
Because if someone I go on a first date with them, we go there and it's like, I feel like it's a nice spot where, and they're like, this is not fancy enough for me. I'm like, cool, first and last date.
Yep. Have you ever gone to like a really fancy place and then afterwards like spending, you know, let's say you drop $200 and then afterwards you're just like, man, I could have gotten so much more food for a lot less if we would have just gone to Inter restaurant here.
Yeah.
I've like had like buyer's remorse sometimes being like, ah, that steak was fine, but I could have just stayed home and made a really good steak too or something like that.
Well, I know what you're saying, but man, I remember my mother-in-law was so mad at me for the longest time until we actually went to the place because of the name. She just didn't think it was. And I think you've been to Hawaii, so you might know the name of this place, Steve. Mama's Fish House.
I remember you bringing it up. We've never been there, but I remember I always thought that was just like some like little shack kind of like hole in the wall place until you explained that it's actually a very expensive restaurant.
That's what my mother-in-law thought. So I was like, it was her 85th birthday or 75th birthday. And I'm like, I'm going to take you to a really great place, Mama's Fish House. Now, she knew nothing about this place. And it is, I mean, the drinks are like $20 a piece. It's ridiculous. It's just a nut. It's just you know you're going to spend. So the whole time she's smiling, but really, you know, telling her friends, my son-in-law is taking me to some fish. I don't even like fish that much. This is going to be horrible. Well, what kind of birthday is this for me? And then she walks into the place and she's like, oh my God. And I'm the best son-in-law ever because that's it doesn't funny. Even matter what they serve. I took her to a fine restaurant.
It looks fancy and nice. This the same thing with me is down in Tacoma. There's a place on the waterfront called the Lobster Shop.
Yes.
And it's super fancy. And they have an amazing, well, I don't know if they do buffet anymore, but they had an amazing, amazing brunch buffet. And I just hear Lobster Shop and I'm like, what are we going to? And it is so fancy and it's so great. The food was so amazing.
They had a place, I think the Lobster Shop was also in Federal Way as well for a minute. I don't think it's there anymore, but like I've never been to that one, but I've always heard great things about that
place.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Well, the good news is this. The good news is that you may not have to worry about taking anybody anywhere on first dates. Is now they're finding out that due to COVID, virtual first dates might actually have some real advantages over face-to-face first dates. You're not spending any money at that point except whatever you're paying for your internet.
Or you spend the money and you DoorDash them something.
Well, that's actually a fun idea.
Whoa.
I can't believe that's a good idea.
That's brilliant.
It's not a bad idea.
Look. It's about time you guys start recognizing that I'm a smart man with great ideas.
Okay. We'll recognize that you have a good idea from time to time based
this
on your...
This is the fourth time you said I had a good idea today.
Limitations. Did I
maybe
really?
Third.
Yeah, you've actually had a bunch of them called
wow, poignant.
Oh, that's... well, poignant is one thing. Yeah, that was... I did say you're poignant.
I was going to say something about a blind squirrel, but if it's more than four, you're
pretty
good.
At this point, I mean, I got 20/20 vision, bitch.
All right. I'd like to know
and
what those
other...
You got
10 out of 10 on Beat Migs.
Yeah, there is that.
I mean, I have all the nuts in my mouth, and it's not because I'm blind.
Yeah. It's like that.
Crazy.
How about this? This new survey says about two-thirds of the people say they actually have liked virtual dating this year. And, of course, they like it because it saves you time if the day's not good.
Old man Steve.
I couldn't do that, man. Stare at a screen and like just be like, hey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you, just, like, propping up, like, your laptop so that you can, like, pretend that you're in the same room together?
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Another sign that you're getting older.
You're going to watch a movie together? Okay, on the count of three, hit play.
Oh, look at it. Don't be making fun of Vicky's life.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's something you do, like, at times when you're not seeing a significant other for a while. But the first date...
I mean, I haven't had a first date in a while just because of COVID. So
you're
going to
do virtual first dates?
I would totally do a virtual first date.
Dude, Vicky says she's done everything on a screen. Are you kidding me? Why not a virtual first date?
And I guess if they get weird and inappropriate, you could just log out.
Oh, my internet's cutting out. I forgot to pay. Okay, bye.
Saves you $23 per date, too, because you don't have to buy stuff unless you, of course, DoorDash it, like Steve says.
And you could actually don't have to worry about cleaning your house in this situation because you could use one of those fun backgrounds that Zoom provides.
Now, how about this? They say that
who's
you can...
Well,
the people that did the survey.
Okay.
They say that people can use... And also the people that were surveyed say that they can usually tell if they have a connection with someone in just 30 seconds of a video chat. Wow. If they actually do. I mean, if they have that ability, that's pretty amazing because a lot of us don't have that ability even face-to-face.
This feels like another Netflix dating reality game.
Yeah. Well, they're saying this isn't perfect because, you know, you miss out on little body language hints and also the chance to size someone up in person. So it could be
can't
that...
Can't play footsie via
no.
The internet.
That would be the best Netflix show. Just call it Zoom Till You Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I like it. Okay, that, by the way, was Rev's idea, so you don't
it's
get credit
one.
For that. Okay?
I don't know. It's all him.
Yeah, good. I'm tired of giving you credit for stuff. Apparently, it's really ruining my reputation with you. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Pizza the Hut was a villain in what sci-fi spoof?
Spaceballs.
Yes.
May the Force be with you.
Got to give him credit for that one, too.
Thank you.
Got to get that right. All right. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.